brought you the Torah Mishna Yud Zayin of Tovshin Ayin Ches Rabbi Ephraim Brachfeld.
There are signs about different minyanim everywhere. Almost every city, town, and village in England has a minyan. There's a minyan line, there's a minyan website. However, someone approached Rav Ozner and asked him the following question. He's invited to come to a village where most of its people are not religious. And he was asked to come for Shabbos to inspire them, to show them the beauty of Shabbos, to influence them. However, the problem is there's no minyan there for Shabbos. Not for Maariv, not for Minche, not for Shachis, not for Kriyas HaTorah. His question was, what should he do? Should he go there and help other people, inspire them, influence them? Or perhaps should he say, I can't forgo davening with a minyan? Sorry, you should bring them. That's a good idea. I would like to explore with you today a more general question. Can, or perhaps should, a person transgress a sin, do an avera, a small avera, in order to help someone else be over a bigger avera? We'll come to that. Should a person, or is a person allowed to do a small avera in order to save someone else from doing a bigger avera? Now, before we look at the Gemuras, I would like to clarify that this is a very complex question, and like we'll see, there are lots of details involved, and every case is different, and therefore it's beyond the scope of this year today to be able to pasken ourselves and to compare different cases. Everyone should consult his local rabbi for guidance, for practical guidance. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara talks about the following case. A person took a piece of dough, put it in the oven on Shabbos. He was a shoigig. Either he wasn't aware that it's Shabbos, or he didn't know that baking bread on Shabbos is one of the Lamates Meluchas. It's part of Bishul. And he didn't know that, so he took a piece of dough and put it in the oven. He went out of the room. A few minutes later, his friend came in the room and saw this piece of dough in the oven. It was not baked yet. And he had the following question. Should he take out the dough of the oven in order to save his friend from being oive isse of baking bread? Because as long as the bread is not baked yet, it's not considered bishul. So should he take out the bread, or should he not take out the bread? Why not? What is the problem of taking out bread? There's an Issa Drabunon of Rediyas Hapas. Chachumim didn't allow a person to take out dough or bread from an oven, either because they were afraid they would come to cook or bake. Other Rishonim say it's an Uvd Dechol. And therefore, by taking out the dough of the oven, he's Oive Issa Drabunon of Rediyas Hapas.
It's only if the dough is stuck to the oven.
Right.
Used to do in those
That's
days.
True, right. Things change since then. Yeah. So the person has a question. Should he be oive small avere isse drabunon of Rediyas Hapas in order to save his friend from Mechil and Shabbos? Perhaps a more practical example. A person put beans, raw beans, on the stove, and he didn't know it's Shabbos already. You come in the room, you see the pot of beans on the stove. Now beans uncooked are muktzeh. You can't take off the beans of the stove. Should he do an issa of muktzeh to take out the beans, or should he let his friend transgress a chil Shabbos?
Dough is also muktzeh.
Dough is also muktzeh. Now, the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, "V'chi oimrim loy le'udam chatei k'deish yiske chavercho." Do we say to a person, chatei, sin, to help your friend? Of course we don't say that. And therefore it's very sad for the friend, but you can't do any hisa. So it seems to be quite a straight answer to this question. However, Tosfos noticed that this contradicts another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Eiruvin, and the Gemara tells us the following case. A chover is someone who is careful in Hilchus, Trumas, and Masres, has a field with dates. A ma'uret, someone who is less careful, comes to him and asks, can I buy some of these dates? He says, yes, take a basket, fill it up till the top, choose the best dates, and pay me so much for this basket. The ma'uret follows him, takes the basket, fills it up, pays him, and goes home. Now the chover remembered, he forgot to tell him, be mafrish trumas and masas before you eat these dates. Now he has a problem. On the one hand, he could go home. The chover could go home. He could take one of his dates and be mafrish from these dates on the dates that the Amoritz bought. But this would be called to be mafrish shiloy min amukov. And it's a iser drabunon to be mafrish trumas and masris from the home of the chover to the home of the amoritz. They should be all together. Why one is mafrish trumas and masris? So he has two options. The first option is to say, too bad, it's before the times of phones. He couldn't call him up to say, be mafrish trumas and masris. And next time he'll be more careful. The other option is to be oiver iser drabunon, to be mafrish trumas and masris sheloy min amukov, in order to save the Amoritz from Issa the Reise, from a much worse Issa of eating Tevel.
And we have a problem with Marshall, we say, even Amay Haoretz, that's
right. Right. In this case, he goes to the Chover, and he's sure that it's the best kashrus, and there's nothing to worry about, and he would eat it blindly without being mafish Trumas and Masas. So the Gemara says, it's worthwhile for a chover to be either a small, a relatively small or light issa, in order to save the amoritz from isura rabbe, from eating tevel. This seems to contradict our first gemur. In the first gemur we said, by Shabbos, don't take out the dough, because we don't say to a person, sin, to save your friend. Even though taking out the dough is the isra drabunon, Chilul Shabbos is Isra Daraisa, and in this case we say, Be Mafrish Shloy Min Amukov, which is the Isra Derabunon, in order to save your friend from Tevel, which is the Isra Deraisa. So what is the difference between both Gemurs? Tosfos gives different answers, and we'll discuss today three answers. And like we'll see, each of these answers have many different ramifications, Laluche, and we'll have to understand which answer do we take on Laluche. The first answer is an obvious answer. In the case of the chover, he did something wrong. He should have told the amoret before he went, don't eat it before you mafrish trumas and masris. He did something wrong. Now, when he tries to rectify what he did wrong, we allow him to be over isser. Usually you can't do any isser to help your friend, but if you did something wrong, you're a partner in the crime, you're also involved in the isser, then you can save actually yourself in order for him not to be over the Isra of Tevel. However, in the case of Shabbos, you're an outsider. You are not involved in putting the dough in the oven, and therefore don't get involved. That's the first answer. So usually,
if you did, then you are allowed to. The person who put the dough.
If the person served it, right? So according to the first answer, usually you can't do a sin to help a friend, to help someone else, not to be over Isra, unless you are also to blame for what happened here. That's answer number one. Answer number two, says Tosfos, in the case of Shabbos, the person who puts dough in the oven is considered a poishea. Even though it was b'shoigek, he didn't know it's Shabbos, or he wasn't aware that we are not allowed to bake on Shabbos, but Tosfos seems to call this also a poishea. A person should know which day of the week we are. A person should know the lametes meluches, and therefore the person did something wrong. We don't say you should sin to help someone else who is a pesher. However, the case of the Amoritz, he goes to the nicest person in town, he buys their dates. What did he do wrong? he didn't do anything wrong, and in the case where the other person didn't do anything wrong, there you could and you should help him. You should sin a small sin in order to save him from a greater sin. The first answer says you can't unless you are involved in the avera. The second answer is, the second opinion is, you should unless the other person is a pusher. There's a third opinion which Tosfos bases himself on another Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara talks about a shifro chatzi baschoirim, a female slave who belonged to two owners, and one of them freed his part. Now she's half a slave, chatzi shifro, and half baschoirim, and half a free person. Now such a person is in a very, very vulnerable position, because she can't marry anyone. She can't marry a ben choirin, she can't marry a free person, and she can't marry a eved. So in the case of the Gemara, she was in a vulnerable position and caused many men to sin. So they forced the owner to release her, to free her, and to free his part in order for her to be able to marry to a ben choirin. However, there's a problem involved, because there's an issue freeing a slave, which is, the Torah says, Le'oilom bohem tavoidu, we should not free any avodim, any slaves. So here the person had the following question. Should he free the slave and be over issue of Le'oilom bohem tavoidu in order to save this woman, or to save many men from sinning with this slave? And the Gemara obviously said that that's the right thing to do. The right thing is to free the slave. Says Tosfos, the third opinion of Tosfos, that where we talk about the mitzvah derabim, where many people are involved, or a mitzvah rabbe, a very major mitzvah in these two cases, we are allowed to be over isse, to save many other people from sinning, or when we talk about a mitzvah rabbe, a major mitzvah like we'll see soon. So there are three opinions when we are allowed to, when we should transgress, when we should be over a small avera to save someone from big avera. The first opinion is never unless you are also involved in the avera. The second opinion is always unless when a second person is a poishaya. And the third opinion is where we talk about the mitzvah rabbe, where we talk about the mitzvah derabim, there we are allowed to sin and we should sin in order to save others from sin. Now, what's the halacha? Which of these three opinions do we take on? The Beis Yosef brings a very interesting Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba discusses the following question. A Jewish girl was abducted, and they were scared that she would be converted to Christianity or another religion. And the father or another person had the opportunity to try to save this girl. However, this would involve Chilul Shabbos. You would have to drive Shabbos to this place, travel Shabbos to this place. And therefore the question was, is he allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos? Issa deraisa, in order to save this girl? Sorry. So we're not talking the case where physical life is in danger. There was no question there about the physical life. There was no Pikuach Nefesh involved. There was a physical, there was no Pikuach Nefesh. There was a spiritual Pikuach Nefesh. And this was the question. Sorry? So we'll see. We'll see soon if it's Doich HaShabbos. So the question is it Doich HaShabbos to try to save this woman? Again, there's no question of Pikuach Nefesh involved. This was the case. Let's try to think, go through the three opinions, and see according to which opinion are we allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos, and according to which opinion are we not allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos. Let's take the first opinion. You are never allowed to be oiven avere unless when you are involved in the sin. Is the father involved in the sin? We hope not. And so is no one else involved in the sin. And therefore, according to this opinion, we would not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And that's how the Rashba paskens. The Rashba says, in this case, we are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Beis Yosef, you forgot. Or Tosfos brings another two reasons. Reason number two, where the other person is not a poishaya, we can be over an avera. Now here is Chil Shabbos, but there's the future of this Jewish girl. The rest of her life was many more Shabbosim, and therefore, according to this opinion, she's not a poishaya, she was abducted, she couldn't do anything against that. What would be the case if she voluntarily goes there? That's a really different question. But in this case, she's not a pesher, and therefore the person is allowed to, and he should be mechal Shabbos to save this girl. According to the third opinion, by mitzvah, the rabbim, or mitzvah rabbe, we could do an issa. This is definitely called a mitzvah rabbe, and therefore, according to opinion number two and opinion number three, the person should be mechal Shabbos, even an issa the raisa, to try to save this girl. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Vov Siv Yudalit brings this case and paskens that the person should be mechal Shabbos, not like the Rashba. He takes on opinion number two or opinion number three, and therefore the person should be mechal Shabbos to save this girl. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah seems to say the main opinion is opinion number two. The question is the other person a pesher or not? If the other person is a pesher, don't get involved. However, if the other person is not a pesher, then you're allowed to be over a small avera to help, relatively small avera, to help someone else from transgressing even a larger sin. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, in the case where the other person was a pesher, but the issa you want to do is the issa de rabbonon. So on the one hand you have an issa de rabbonon, and on the other hand you have a mitzvah de rabbim or mitzvah rabbe, it's also allowed. So either when the other person is not a pesher, or when you want to do an issa de rabbonon and you want to try to save someone else from a mitzvah de rabbim or mitzvah rabbe, in these two cases the Mishnah Berurah allows, and a person should be over an aver. Let's discuss a few examples, and perhaps it will become a bit clearer. The first example, a question asked to Yitzchak Zilberstein. A person was managing an old age home, and one of his duties was, before Shabbos, to unscrew the bulb of the fridge. And a busy Erev Shabbos, it happens sometimes, he forgot to do so. So Shabbos came in, the light was still connected to the fridge, and what would happen is a lot of people in this old age home would open and close the fridge a few times on Shabbos and be over Issa of Chilul Shabbos. Now he has a question: should he perhaps, with a shinui, unscrew the bulb, Issa de Rabbonam, in order to save all the people in the old age home, or some of the people there, from Chilul Shabbos, the Oraisa? Now let's try to think the three opinions, and let's see what these three opinions would say in this case. The first opinion is, if the person is to blame, he's a partner in crime, he's to blame for what happened here, he could save himself. Here the manager is to blame. He should have done his duties, he should have unscrewed the bulb, and therefore he can be Mechalel Shabbos with the Issa de Rabbonon to save the many people. Another person...
Why is the rule for him and not for the old people who open the fridge? Why is that the rice and that the rabbonim?
Because he will unscrew it with a shinui. And doing a melucha with a shinui is a issa de rabbonim. They won't do a shinui. They will open, close it a few times on Shabbos. Psikreshe, which is a issa de rice. So according to the first opinion, he could be mechal Shabbos. However, other people can't, because they are not involved in this sin. According to the second opinion, when the people who are being Mechal Shabbos are poishim, and like we said before, Shogeg is also called a poshea, we should not help them. In this case, they are considered poishim, because they should have known that one can't open and close a fridge if the light goes on and off. So the case was that they would open a few times the fridge. So maybe the first time they would know. But after the first time, they would know that the light goes on. Right. So the third opinion is that letzorich mitzvah de rabbim, we can and we should do a issa. And here, obviously, it's mitzvah de rabbim. We're trying to save many people in the old age home. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah Berurah said, we take on the second opinion. Where the other person is a pesher, you can't help him. However, Issa de Rabbonon, the Tzorich Mitzvah de Rabbim, Here, it's Issa d'Abunon because he would take off the light with a shinui. Issa d'Abunon, letzoyrich mitzvah d'Rabim, to save many people, it's allowed to, and therefore not only the manager can unscrew it, but everyone can unscrew it with a shinui in order to help all these people.
If I say something against a goy, it'll probably be a goy then.
If there is. Let's go to the second case. Second case, a very fascinating question asked to Rav Ozen. The question was the following. A person calls the Atzula headquarters on Shabbos. There's an emergency, and the headquarters dispatches one of their members, calls him up, and says, go to this and this address. He wants to jump in his car to drive there on Shabbos to help this person. A few seconds later, the headquarters gets another phone call to say, things calm down, we don't need any help. Everything is okay. Now the headquarters has a question. Should they call back this person? Calling up a person on Shabbos, perhaps is Issa d'Abunon, we'll see soon, in order to save the Atzola member from driving with a car on Shabbos, which is the Issa d'Araisa. Should he perform an Issa d'Abunon, if using a phone is a d'Abunon, in order to save someone else from an Issa d'Araisa, from the person driving with the car on Shabbos? Now let's go through the three opinions and let's see ourselves. The first opinion is the person to blame for what happened here. Did the person do anything wrong? Of course not. He did a mitzvah, he tried to help someone else. So the person is not involved in that issa. Is the person a pasheah? Is that Solo member pasheah? Of course not. He's doing his job very well. And the third opinion, is it a mitzvah d'rabim? Mitzvah rabbe? No, it's not. So it seems to be that because we take on the second opinion as the main opinion, where the other person is not a pasheah, you should be mechalel Shabbos, you should do issa d'rabbanan or light issa in order to save someone else from a greater issa, the headquarters should take the phone, should call him up and say, don't go in your car, stay home. They could say, stop driving. Yeah. However, Rav Ozne says, very interesting, that he should not call him. Why? How does this fit with what we learned? So he said a different answer. He said a very interesting answer. He said, the person, you're trying to save someone from Chil Shabbos. Which Chil Shabbos? Driving with a car. Is driving with a car Chil Shabbos? Depends. If a person thinks he's going to help someone else, he's not doing Chil Shabbos. The Shechnor says a person tries to save someone, and afterwards he finds out the person does not need his help. Schar yesh lo imeis Hashem, Shechnor says. He has a schar, he did something good. So why are you trying to stop him from driving a car on Shabbos? He's doing a mitzvah.